Today, I'm going to teach you a practice that we call noting. Noting practice helps you get out of autopilot mode as you go through your day. You'll also learn how to combine this with a tool to help you ride out cravings tomorrow. But let's start with the basics today. It's pretty simple. You can start with your five senses: seeing, hearing, feeling physical sensations, smelling, and tasting. And add in thinking to this as a sixth sense. We'll just see which of these senses is the strongest at any moment. So for example, if you're walking down the street, there might be a bit of motion that catches your eye. You can just note to yourself, seeing. A moment later, you might hear a bird, so you'd note hearing. If a thought pops up, oh, that's a bird singing, you'd now note thinking, because that's the strongest in your experience at that moment. Pretty simple. Now let's keep going. Perhaps the singing makes you happy, so you'd now just note feeling, because that happy feeling is the strongest. And you just keep doing this moment by moment. A typical sequence might be seeing, seeing, hearing, feeling, thinking, thinking, feeling, seeing, and so on. Each time you note your experience, it keeps you in the present moment rather than being lost in a thought or on autopilot. When we're on autopilot, it's so easy to get carried along by life, to say nothing of the cravings that sneak up on us. For example, that bird you heard chirping might lead you to think, oh, that's a bird singing. Oh, it's so wonderful. I wonder what type of bird that is. Is that a warbler? Didn't I see a show on warblers about how their natural habitat was being destroyed? I can't believe people don't take care of the environment more. My neighbor doesn't even recycle. I can't believe the jerk. And on and on. One moment you're happily listening to a bird song, and the next moment you're angry with your neighbor. How did that happen? Autopilot. An untrained mind is going to run off in any direction that it wants, usually getting itself into trouble along the way. So noting practice helps train your mindfulness muscle. It helps keep you from adding fuel to that fire, whether it's a craving, anger, fear, or something else. When your mind starts running off, you just note thinking, feeling, or even anger. This helps you grab that log that you were about to throw onto the fire and keep it out so you don't fuel it. Eventually, that fire burns down on its own. This is how you rewire your brain to change old habits into new ones. So take 30 seconds after this lesson. Drop into paying attention and note whatever's strongest in your experience: seeing, hearing, thinking, feeling, smelling, or tasting. And afterwards, just after about 30 seconds, notice the difference between doing this and being lost in thought or carried away by an emotion. That's the difference between watching a fire burn down and letting it flare up and spread. One person in our program noted, "It's been the case in the past where I've been so anxious and/or hungry that I'll go way out of my way to get food just to calm the storm of tightness in my chest and throat, even if it means being late to some event or class. That's how uncomfortable it's been before." And noticing when those feelings come up is sort of empowering. I can see it and think, hey, you're not hunger, you're stress, and then decide what to do from there. Can you see how just noticing gives that little mindfulness pause, that space that enables us to see what's actually going on and not get sucked into an emotion or a craving? Noticing gives us the opportunity to respond skillfully instead of reacting mindlessly out of autopilot mode. It's tremendously empowering.